This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
You know, we gotta come up with a better opening. And when I say that, what I mean is, like, we can have, like, a gunshot. And they're off. Right? Or, like, they do it at the horse track. You know, have the ring, 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 and then they open it. And then, never mind. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks so much for being with me. We're where you join me on the air, on Facebook, on that interweb thing. It's always fun to be there as well. And again, I am Joe Mancini, your host. Thanks so much for being with me today and being involved in the conversation. And today, I have all my screens. They're all working. Wonderful. If you listen to the show on a regular basis, you know exactly what I mean. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. David Horowitz is going to join me in the second hour. So for the first and third hours, you got juice to me. And we're going to have a ball. I got some crazy stuff I want to go through that I want to hit on. And tomorrow night, I got a surprise for you. Xander Gibb is going to join us again. He has been out of it for a few weeks. He's recuperating from not a major accident. So, you know, some of you have written me asking questions. It's like, he's fine. He's going to make it. He's not in bad shape. He just wanted to recoup. You know, and he's had a lot of time to write. So we're going to be in a lot of trouble. And he'll be here tomorrow night as well. And we're going to hear firsthand from a young man who ran away from Russia. Well, you know, because communism / socialism is so wonderful. Everybody wants to hang around it all the time, right? Isn't that how it works? So he came here. His mother came here. They've been here forever. And now he's an investigative reporter for Campus Reform. And Nikki, I can't even try to pronounce his last name. It was hard enough to do it for the interview, so he'll be with us tomorrow night as well. And we're going to talk about health sharing again, healthcare / health sharing. I'm getting a lot of good feedback from you. You need to pay attention, check into it, see if it'll actually do more for you than your current program will do for you. So, Trump, apparently, Trump will not. It doesn't seem like he wants to refute the KKK, push back on them, denounce. I mean, everybody's got a different word they want to use, right? I mean, any word they can find to try to hang him. And ever since the horrible violence in Charlottesville, MSN has been, you know, scolding President Trump for not rebuking the hate groups. You know, he's in love with the KKK. He's in love with these white supremacist groups. Don't you know that? Don't you pay attention? But, again, it's what I've been telling you for a long time. It's selective recall, people. Now, if you head over to one of, Jeff Dunnett's site, which is the, I always screw this up, Lid, you're like a hat, lidblog.com. He's got a longer portion of this on there that you really like. I promise you really like it. But they seem to have selective recall. You know, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, XY, LLZ, or what have you. Or they just don't have a grasp of the English language. I'm starting to believe that maybe basic English skills just totally elude them, don't you think? So, let's see. Yeah, that's the one. I want to play the wrong one because one has the swear words in it and one doesn't. This would not be good. So, let's take a listen. Some of you may have heard something similar to this, although his was a lot longer on Hannity the other night. But you got to hear this. I don't know what part of this they're not getting. Or maybe because it's his voice they shut down. Because I used to say the same thing with Obama. I'd walk into a room, hear his voice, and I go deaf. I could never understand it. It's got to be a syndrome of some sort, don't you think?
What are your views on the Ku Klux Klan and white...
Now, this is Chris Wallace. I'm not going to call everybody out. The voices should be familiar enough. And Chris is just plain black and white with it. And you know how Trump likes to dance around issues, right?
Views on the Ku Klux Klan and white supremacists.
I totally disavow the Ku Klux Klan. I totally disavow David Duke. I've been doing it now for 2 weeks. This is...
Yeah, it's frustrating as heck. I've been in those situations. I've been in those positions before. It doesn't matter what you say. They don't hear you. Do you believe in white supremacy? No. So you're not okay with white people feeling like they're worth more than somebody else. I already said no. So white supremacy is not something you'll put up with in your house. No. I mean, you get to the point where you want to start slapping a guy around.
You're probably about the 18th person that's asked me the question. I didn't even know he endorsed me. David Duke endorsed me? Okay. All right. I disavow.
David Duke announced his Senate candidacy, claiming your agenda for his own, or essentially saying glad that you spoke out.
Are you ready before you ask the question?
I love it. He's been like this from day one. He's, for anybody, this is where the left misses it. They actually think that we're so stupid that we don't know what he was like. I mean, remember, you've heard me say it a million times on this show. He beats 15 other seasoned candidates with two-word answers. Right? Low energy. That was stupid. You've done that before. Right? I mean, think about it. There were no detailed, deep answers. Trump didn't give one real detailed answer on the campaign trail. But you know what he was? He was open. He said he said it in a way that people could understand it. And he wasn't a politician. I'm serious. We should start a party called Not a Politician Party. Everybody in that party would get elected. Because we're tired of politicians. We're tired of people telling us what they're willing to do or going to do. We need to fight. We need to take this stuff back. Not physically fight. You know what I mean. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. More on Trump when we come back and his lies. Oh, right after this.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. Well, I'm back. Hopefully you are, too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Looking, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, put you on with me. But I will take suggestions for anyway. I may not do it, but send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Put a capital TRS in the subject line. Let me know if it's a topic you want me to take on, bring on a specific author or what have you. But more so, I want to know what you like, what you don't like. What do you like, what do you not like about the show? And if you write me something that simply says, you don't tell the truth, I hate that about you, you lie, you're like the rest of the guys, I'm not going to do anything for you. I'm not going to respond. I'm not going to do anything. So don't get it all. Yeah, you know what? Who rearranged my desk? It must be Joe. You know what? Joe Simeone must have snuck in here and did something. Remember he was saying? There you go. So we have Donald the President, and we have Donald the Duck. And one of these days, you know, I'm going to give one of those away, and it's going to be a question like, now, last night I said, and if you don't know the answer, you're done, right? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and again, Donald Trump, as somebody has said in the chat room, it's the truth. He's got more coming at him. There's more being reported about him. Everybody's got a smartphone. It's pretty dumb because it just takes pictures of everything. You know, and everyone's going to have their 15 seconds of fame. But, you know, what other president can you tell me has had this kind of garbage coming at him at a million miles an hour? And I believe he's, you know, there's people going, well, he's going to leave soon. He's going to resign. He can't take it. Are you serious? I mean, the man puts up every asset he has. He's building buildings. And you're telling me that this is a high pressure job like no other? No. No, I think it's his experience that will keep him in there when everything's coming at him. And I admonish him, just ignore them. It's really simple. They're idiots. Ignore them. That's the way to do it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's hear some more about how many times Mr. Trump would not disavow the KKK, because that's what they're saying. Mainstream media's all over the place saying, you know, if he would only disavow this, if he would only do this, if he would only speak against white supremacy. I'm sorry. You're like, you know, they're like the fools that say to me, well, the Bible doesn't say you can't smoke. The Bible doesn't say you can't have an abortion. Yeah, because they didn't call it abortion back then. You know, but God does talk about abusing your body. He does talk about, I know it's a show for a different night, but he does talk about knowing you before you were in your mom's womb. So if he knew you, wouldn't you have some value? Didn't you have some presence? Don't you mean something to him? Okay. Let's hear about these Trump lies that mainstream media is talking about.
Gingrich said every Republican should repudiate this guy.
And I do. Rebuked. Is that okay? Rebuked. Done.
I disavowed him.
And that was, I think that one was Lemon. Now, he's heard this over and 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 over again. And he can't seem to get it. Maybe, forgive me, I'm no disrespect to those who are really suffering from it, but maybe he's got early onset dementia. Come on, think about this. You're sitting there in the chair, and you say, I denounce A, B, and C. I tell you what, if you're ever in a meeting with me, and I say something to you, and I go, okay, so we're going down the street to get lunch, and there's my car right there out the window, the red car with the four doors. We're going to get in that car, and we're all going to go down together, and Frank, you're going to drive with me. And if Frank looks at me and says, okay, so I'm going to go with you, and we're going to take that red car, I'd go, no, Frank, you're going to stay here and eat the donuts from this morning because you're too stupid to go with me. That's how I look at that stuff. Now you have a reporter who's interviewing the nominee or the candidate for president, and he's got to ask the same question over and over again. At some point in time, if I was Trump, I'd unclip the mic, I'd put it down and say, listen, when you get that second brain cell, let me know. I'll come back. We'll do this.
Done.
I disavowed him every time I speak to somebody virtually, and, you know, they just keep it going. They keep it going.
How would you characterize in more words than one, David Duke?
David Duke is a bad person who I disavowed on numerous occasions over the years. I disavowed him. I disavowed the KKK. I just did the Today Show, and it was the same thing. And I said, how many times do I have to disavow? Do you want me to do it again for the 12th time?
Well, I want to be on the record on this.
Who is this woman? Who is this person that thinks that they have a right to know anything? He's already said it. He said it like he said 18 times in one day. Are you just that dull you don't get it? Or are you that dishonest? I'd probably be more inclined to believe you're that dishonest. That's just my own personal opinion.
How many times do I have to reject? I've rejected David Duke, I've rejected the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan. From the time I'm 5 years old, I rejected them.
What do you see as the biggest problem with the Reform Party right now?
Well, you've got David Duke just joined, a bigot, a racist.
Oh, wait a minute. He said the problem with the other particular party was David Duke? Well, how could David Duke be a problem if he likes him? If he thinks he's right, call him a racist. I mean, how much more of this stuff do you have to do? See, this is why when he says they're dishonest, whether he uses the right information or not, I don't really care. Because the reality is, they are dishonest. They're extremely dishonest. You know, I don't know if I talked about this last night, but what did Don Lemon made the comment on CNN? He says, I'm a serious journalist. If you laugh at me, ready for this, you're a racist. So now you can't laugh at a stupid person. And if they're black, you really can't laugh at them. Makes no sense. They're dumb. They're dumber than rocks. Or actually, I can't say that. I'm starting to believe that they're more dishonest than they are dumb. They're so hateful, they're so dishonest, they're so vitriolic that they can't, there's not a nice word that can come out of his mouth. Who was it last night said it's so true? He could single-handedly come up with a cure for cancer. And if he comes to the mic and he says, we have found the cure for cancer, we're going to get it out to as many citizens, Americans, as soon as we can. I've got a plane to catch, I'll catch you later. You know what the news reading would be? President Trump does not offer cancer cure to blacks and Asians. That's what it would say. You know that's true. They're just stupid, disingenuous people. But we can stop it. I'm telling you, when you go into your grandparents' house, maybe you shouldn't do your grandparents. But you go to other people's houses, they got CNN on, go, look, you want me here for dinner? Shut that garbage off. I am not interested in anything that they're hucking over there. We've got to make them feel the pain. Look at the guy from Camping World who denounced Trump. He's kind of sort of walking it back now. Too late. I'm Joe Mesidio, your host. This is The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-backed rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off, plus free shipping.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, listen, head over to the website, therealside.com. My new book is not new anymore. Families of a Right-Wing, Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate, all the labels, the hate labels the left gave. You know, those people that don't like labels, they say they don't lose them. Well, we don't label people, right? Well, they've given me all those labels. So we'll talk to them about them. Let's throw it back in their faces. So head over to the website. You can buy that. You can buy our shirts. If you can see, I have hashtag Stan. Take a look. There you go. All right. Kind of hard to do both at once. But you take a look at it. Hashtag Stand for America. Hashtag Stand to make America great again. And hashtag Stand against the resistance. Because you know what? You're going to see this happen. I'm hearing rumors that, what is it called? Occupy. And they don't have a real name. Occupy whatever is going to start up again in October. Well, good. I hope they do. I don't know if you guys feel the same way I do, but here's how I see this. I hope they lose their minds even more. At least, if nothing else, stay on the track they're on. Keep pounding away at Trump and the rest of us. Keep calling all the people. This is how dull they are. Keep calling all the people who voted for Donald racist. Come on, think about that. They're calling Democrats racist. They're calling black people racist. I go through the whole line of things where they pretty much have hung themselves on this one. And there's no easy way out of it. And I'm glad there isn't. Let's go to Joe in New Hampshire. Joe, thanks for being with the show. Joe?
I'm here. You there?
Yep, I'm here now.
All right, thanks for having me.
Yep, thanks for being on.
So,
go ahead.
I definitely would say some of the stuff that we're dealing with, you kind of already hit on, is the media with the racial bias is definitely fueling the fire that's building right now. They take one thing that's said and they twist it in 15 different ways, which motivates a young population to think that they need to stand up against a unrighteous government, which truly is not what's happening. They're trying to stimulate economy and rebuild us because we're just coming out of a depression.
Who's trying to rebuild us?
Our government. Speaking of Donald Trump, how he's targeted a lot. He's slashing regulations and cutting the low-hanging fruit to try to rebuild our economy.
But, Joe, what you're hearing, like Like with the coal and stuff, you're hearing people say, well, you know, he's cutting regulation. He's going to dirty our air again. He doesn't care about us. You know, cutting these regulations are just going to make it even worse. Right?
Yeah, and I mean, I bet if you sat Donald Trump down and asked him, is coal great for our environment? I bet he'd tell you no. He knows there needs to be something beyond coal, but right now we have to rebuild coal in order to invest in proper education to retrain the coal miners. We can't leave them behind, but no administration has ever invested in that, so we can't. We have to rebuild that industry because they were left behind by the Democrats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people should have been petrified when Hillary Clinton said that we're going to close down coal. We're going to put those coal producers, coal mines out of business. Did you think she thought past what she was saying? Gave it any thought whatsoever?
I think she thought she would win the cities, and what she did, she won the popular vote, quote unquote. But you know that didn't win us. You know, like these coal miners. They even know it's unhealthy for them, but that's all they have. Don't say you're going to shut them down. You're going to build them up and retrain them.
Right.
But you have to build them up because we don't have enough financial backing to retrain them.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do that. Yeah. You know, I'm all for being clean.
Yeah, you just can't flick a...
Yes, that's what we want.
Provide the pun, but you can't just flick a switch and make it happen. I mean, we have to push this out over years. Look at people want to feed their families. You can't just shut them down and not offer them any kind of other opportunity. I want to feed my family. I want to work and feed my family. I don't want the government handing me money to feed my family. Anyway, Joe, hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate your time with me.
Thanks for having me.
Yep. You know, and he's right. Look, their coal is much cleaner now than it was in the 1950s. All right, let's just be honest about the way they mine it and everything. It's cleaner. But we do, at some point in time, we do have to have some other energy sources. Right? We can't just rely all on one way of doing things. But to say, as the last administration did, is push us into a point where you're going, okay, it's green energy, batteries, end of discussion, and. What they're not being honest about is what it really takes, you know, because they always go to the carbon footprint. You know what a carbon footprint it takes to do A, B, and C? Well, they don't talk about the carbon footprint of creating a battery for a car and how you get rid of it afterward. And how many of those, you know, we see them in California all the time. They don't want you to see any of this. The windmills, the turbines that are burning up. You know, I'd like somebody, if somebody finds a link on this, I would love to see this. So the reason we use the turbines is because it doesn't put anything nasty in the air, right? It's clean burning. It's wind power. How bad could it be? You ever see one of these motors when it starts to burn up? I would love to know when you see all that black smoke going in the air and that turbine. And it's not like one a year. These are a couple of months doing this in these big wind farms. I'd like to know how much pollution that puts in the air and how much of that wind farm, you know, what it was supposed to do for our clean earth, how much it sets us back. And I'm not talking about dollar-wise. I'd love to see that. That would be really, really, really funny. And then the same thing with the solar panels. What's the cost to recycle those? What's the cost to put those back in, beef them up? What's the cost to mine those things? Make them, manufacture them. Where's the carbon footprint? Like those brain surgeons up in Sacramento, California. Some of you may or may not have heard about this, but like, we're no longer plastic bags in California. We have to use reusable or paper. And then now what they're finding after a couple of years of this, the potholes in San Francisco are becoming wider and deeper. Do you know why? Anybody? It's when the trucks, they used to be able to carry the plastic bags, just for conversation's sake. You know, they would take 5 routes of plastic bags in one truck. Now that they have to use paper, that same truck has to be loaded 5 times. It has to go down the highway 5 times. It has to fill up with gasoline 5 times. Anybody thinking? Anybody using two of the brain cells that God gave them? Now again, Joe isn't saying stick with plastic because we ain't got anything better. But instead of being stupid like this, let's let our scientists, let's let our people go to work on using reusable plastic bags, plastic type of bags, degradable plastic bags, whatever it takes. Keep it light. Keep the trucks light. Keep them from destroying our, you know, streets and such. This, come on, this is not insulting people with a college degree, but this doesn't require a college degree. But this is where ideology is put above everything. Right? The Dems are the eco-freaks, so we have to stop polluting now. Even when there's no proof that we're polluting. And then when you just lay out the plain, simple truth to them. Okay, the bags may not be biodegradable, but what are you doing when that same truck has to go out five times in a day? What are you doing when that truck is burning five times the fuel, taking five times the rubber off its tires, you know, pounding away on the freeways and the roads five times as many times? I mean, again, simple common sense. I'm no brain surgeon. I don't have a college degree. And most of you, I believe, don't find this stuff outlandish. But that's what we do here in California. We set the pace for stupidity. Just being asinine. You know, we've got... when the government tells you they want to do single-payer health care, when you've got a Dem that's hardcore that single-payer health care is going to fix everything, ask them what the VA is. How that single-payer health care for some of our most respected people is working out for them. Ask them to explain. Watch what happens. Watch their face turn red. You might see blood or smoke come out of their ears. I mean, they're going to get crazy. They can't answer the question. So now in California, they have passed, but they haven't implemented, like single-payer health care here. Our yearly state budget is just under $200 billion. That doesn't include the hidden $128 billion in unfunded liabilities. Let's just forget about that because it's not on paper. We don't see it, so it doesn't exist. But the estimate for the single-payer health care is going to add $400 billion, twice already what we can't afford. Did you hear me? Twice already. Now, when the government estimates something, we know how often they're right on, right? So does anybody think that $400 billion is going to be like $250 billion? No, it's going to be closer to $600. And California will be up for sale in no time. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. More of this tomfoolery right after this.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
My name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years old, and I've been building muscle and losing fat over the last 6 months. I've been using One World Whey to provide a highly assimilable protein and Kappa Mineral Whey to help me get all the minerals I need and support my body's alkaline pH. I've also been using Estroblock to keep my testosterone levels high and not allow it to convert to estrogen, which happens normally as men age. The extra testosterone also helps in building muscle. The result has been a successful process of converting my body from fat to muscle. I've lost 20 pounds to date.
Join the many people who are converting fat to muscle with One World Whey. The body is chronically hungry for usable amino acids. Cooking proteins destroys up to 75% of the amino acids. Cooked proteins burden the body and accelerate aging. One World Whey's protein content is raw and virtually 100% usable. Substitute One World Whey for one meal of your day and see how much better you can feel. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spent. You know, the song represents easier days, don't you think? When I was oblivious to politics. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You know, if it's your first time tuning into the show, I hope you're enjoying yourself. I always take suggestions for guests and topics and that kind of stuff. So if you want to send me an email, I can't make it any easier than this, people. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Go ahead and send me a suggestion, but put a big TRS in the subject line. You know, you could put a subject, but start it off with a big TRS. That way there, I know you're a show listener. I know that you're somebody who wants to, you know, get a topic out to me or that kind of thing. I would very much appreciate that. So, this is an interactive show. I don't ignore you. Sometimes I just can't get to you, but I don't ignore you. So I do appreciate the time that you are spending with me. These people on the left are so lost. And I know I keep saying it, and I know that you already know this. Most of you listening already know this. But the other night we played a clip, I don't know if it was MSNBC or CNN, one of those, I think it was MSNBC. They sat down with a group of moms, three or four of them. This was shortly after Trump had said that we were going to send more troops into Afghanistan. And these were moms that had voted for Trump and didn't, maybe were upset with some of the decisions he made. But what was great was when the commentator asked them, would you vote for Trump again? Or who here is sorry that they voted for Trump? Nobody's hand went up. It was great. So they didn't test. They didn't talk to people. They didn't do any of that. Because they're such a group of elitists. They call us the elitists. But they're so elite that they tell you what's good for you to eat, what's good for you to read, what's good to teach you in school, what you should be looking at, how you should think. They're the elitists. You know, I said it the other night. It was so true. They're afraid, or they're beating on Christians all the time. We're mean. We're nasty. We're terrible. We're hateful people. And I asked one of these Dems. I shut him down in his tracks. I said, there's a famous art exhibit. Now, I'm not an art guy, so maybe I just don't understand. I don't know. But there's a famous art exhibit with Jesus on the cross, upside down in a bottle of urine. And I don't even know what they call it anymore. But I'm thinking to myself, how is that art? When did that become art? And how do you justify that? Now, as a Christian, I'm allowed to go out and protest. I'm allowed to complain to the person who runs the museum, the curator, or whatever they're called in the art world. I'm allowed to make all the noise I want to. But you know what I can't do? I can't kill you. Can't cut off your head. I can't stone you. I can't do any of that stuff. I'm not allowed. Can I physically do it? Of course I can physically do it. If I want to twist scripture and be stupid, yeah, I can do it. But I'm not allowed to do that. It's not what I'm supposed to do. Not what we're called to. We're called to forgive, right? But let's turn that around. Let's play 180. What if that was a statue, which I'm not sure if we have a Muslim friend, I'd love to know. What if it was a statue of Muhammad upside down in a bottle of urine? How do you think that would go over? What do you think would happen to me if I was the artist? What would be out there on the interweb, right? Death threats galore, correct? Come on, think about it. So it's disingenuous, these arguments that they have, where they kind of just totally ignore you. Like you're talking to a 16 or 17-year-old who has, they have a cause, and it doesn't matter what you say, they're going to keep pounding away at that cause. Now, you know, they're always making Jesus movies. I never see, you ever see a Muhammad movie, an Islam movie? I've never seen one. Because I would actually stop and watch it to kind of see what the kind of message they were getting across. But AMC's Preacher, has anybody seen the show? Because I don't know anything about this show. I don't know if it's a movie or a show. AMC's Preacher opens with a graphic Jesus sex scene. How's that make you feel? And for those of you that are supporting AMC, why? But really, if you're a Christian and you're supporting AMC, why? They don't care about how you feel. They're not interested. They don't care how this bothers you, how this may insult you.
It's a series.
Thank you. Yet, we had to pull an Asian guy with the last name of Lee. You know how incompetent that is in the Asian world. But they had to pull an Asian guy with the last name of Lee because he might have upset some of the BLM people. But they're the righteous ones, right? The Jesus in this clip, I'm not going to play it. It's too disgusting. This particular scene is Jesus having... You ready for this one? I hope this infuriates you guys. I hope this makes you mad enough to send all kinds of nasties to AMC. I do this every night. Look at this is... This is my Lord and Savior. This is the God that I serve. Okay? And he tells me that I can't go find the person who wrote the script and beat the crap out of him, drag him behind my car and run him over seven times. I can't do that. I'm not allowed, even though I want to. The show opens up in the first 5 minutes depicting Jesus Christ having gratuitous sex with a married woman. Because, that, you know, he preached on that all the time. Find yourself a good married woman. Have as much sex with her as you can. This happens on the night that he's arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane. The writer says, when I say gratuitous, I mean gratuitous. They're showing the moaning and the screaming and all kinds of stuff going on the bed. The woman even asks Jesus flat out, could you do certain things to me? I can't even repeat these. Now, after the marathon sex session, Jesus admits that he was a virgin. And then he gets ready to leave, subtly referencing the Last Supper that he has to go to. And the way the script plays out is Jesus says, I got to go. The woman says, you won't stay for supper? Jesus said, I already ate. The woman says, oh, okay. Jesus is like, oh, no, it's not that at all. It's not like that at all. I have to go do something for my dad. See, they're ridiculing you. They're making fun of you. Do you understand that? Do you care? And even if you're not a Christian and you respect other religions, how do you support this? I'm just curious. She said, I have to go do something for my dad. The woman says, oh, in the middle of the night? She said, I made him a promise. Tonight means a lot. And no matter what happens, I want you to remember one thing. I love you. So he told a married woman who he just had sex with out of wedlock, because she wasn't married to him, obviously, that he loved her. The woman's like, what? Jesus says, yeah, you. And also, you could never, ever, ever tell anybody about this. It's not cool. Later on, a disciple sees Jesus, says, a disciple comes to the door and says, Jesus, are you in there? Jesus says, stay right there. What's up? A disciple says to Jesus, hey, where the hell have you been? We've been worried and sick about you. You said you were going to go to the garden to pray. Yeah, I was in the garden. You guys were passed out, so I came here to bless this ailing woman. Do you see where this is going? And there, can you imagine if this was, I didn't have the time to do it, but I would have wrote a script around a Muhammad thing. Can you imagine if this was written around Muhammad? Think about it. I don't know what they call it, fatwas? I don't even know what to call them. Right? There'd be death would put on a bunch of our heads for writing, thinking, or speaking this kind of thing. And the show doesn't even pretend to care about the Bible. Doesn't pretend to care about anything like that. But see, it's okay to make fun of Christians. Because we have to forgive you. It's okay to ridicule us. It's okay to make fun of our God. It's okay to do all that. Why? Because we've never gone on a rampage of killing people. And some of you don't have a spine. You're going to send me an email after the show and tell me, well, what about Planned Parenthood? Let me tell you what. If you take the killings, the shootings, the maimings that Christians have, so-called Christians, have committed at Planned Parenthood over the last 25 years, and then let's talk about all the damage in this country that has been created in the name of Allah in the last 2 years. You couldn't even come close. It'd be like 800 to 1. It'd just be ridiculous. And that's where these people are not honest. Hey, next hour, David Horowitz is going to join us. And if you really want to hear it true, hard, and raw, that's the place to be. Here is the place to be. So come on back after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back in just a little bit.